I'm starting to walk. I started at Candelaria's on Washington Boulevard, Washington, near Westcott. And guessing you can park wherever. I used to work there. Probably best if you want to park in the parking lot or on the street. There are some assholes who will try to tow you in the houses nearby. So right now I'm walking down Washington, heading east. Yeah, I used to work at Candelaria's as a delivery driver. That's kind of why I chose to walk this direction. The food there is awesome. As a delivery driver for the last two years, I was at U of H. So now I'm making a right on Cone in Washington. Benji's is across the street. I still have yet to gone there. I've always seen this competition when I worked there, so still never went. So yeah, this is, I guess, what's this called? The Bryce Military Area or something? No idea. A lot of nice houses. Some crappy apartments to the right. But a lot of nice houses. That's kind of why I stayed working there for 2 years, Candelaria's. A lot of these young professionals living around here tip very well. I mean, let's be honest, why else would you be a delivery driver if it weren't for the money? It's definitely not for the looks and glamour. Yeah, so I had some good experiences. I liked working over here. People are, for the most part, pretty nice. Had some incidents, though. Yeah, Cone's pretty quiet street. Not really a lot going on. Really not a lot of traffic either. If you keep going up Cone, you run into Memorial. Well, not Memorial. Westcott. And then you'll run into Memorial. But, if you keep going from Candelaria's and you end up hanging out there all day, you can go have dinner at Sushi. Not Sushi. Is that what it's called? I don't know. There's a sushi place up here. It's pretty good. So now I'm coming up to Rose Street. Rose and Westcott, actually. This is where I had a little incident with a cop. So apparently there was a guy pulled over for drunk driving. They were giving him the alcoholic test, whatever the hell you call it. And I'm delivering food. And I just happened to pass by them down this street right here, Rose, which we're making a left on. As you can see, it's not a very wide street. So if one car's pulled over and you try to pass by, you're probably going to be close to the car. And 5 minutes later, when I'm at the place I'm dropping food off at on the other side of Rose, if you turn around and head towards Westcott, I was going that way. Not to get you lost, but we're going down Rose, coming up on Knox. And I think this is the correction. We're going to make a right on Knox. Because I come to find out, too, after working over here, the beer can house is down the street. So, I mean, it's kind of one of the places to see in Houston. I mean, if you ever get a chance to see it, you should go check it out. But, yeah, so the cop followed me for a while. Pulled me over. Told me I drove too close to them. Asked me why I drove too close, and I was kind of just confused. And ended up getting two tickets. One because one of my taillights was out. the other because my side view mirror on my driver's side was broken. That happened because of a hit and run. So I guess if you don't have money to fix your car, the cops are going to come after you. Because, I don't know, because they're stupid. Anyways, that actually inspired some artwork I made when it happened. Was that 2 years ago? Last year? I don't know. So we're going down Knox. Crap. How's it going? And coming up on Blossom, which we're going to make a left. I may have went down the wrong street for the beer can house, but if you're ever in this area, it's not hard to find. I think it might be on Birdsall instead of Knox. So we just made a, from Knox, we made a left on Blossom. We're heading east again. Passing by these houses, there's people jogging in front of me or up ahead. There's people walking their dogs. People are pretty friendly. It's a nice neighborhood. There's always construction going on over here. People building new places. And yeah, it'd be a really nice place to live if it weren't so expensive. Where the hell is it? So we're passing up Birdsall on Blossom. I mean, just a, even if you just want to come over here and take a walk, I mean, there's cars, but everyone's pretty safe. This is a good, I mean, it's a good little neighborhood. On the other side of Washington, the same side of Candelaria's, you can still find a whole bunch of run-down, beat-up houses that people have yet to be kicked out of or haven't sold yet. Now we're on, still on Blossom, just past Malone, still heading east. Maybe I'm not the best tour guide, but so I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, the houses there are pretty nice. I mean, like I said, they're very modern, looks like. I don't know the terminology. Some look like houses you would see on Full House, San Francisco. Some look like super modern condos. Some are nice, look like little cottages. So now we're passing up Asbury. West End Bicycles shop over here. Remember working in the evening, seeing a lot of people leaving here. Heading out on, you know, large groups of people on bikes. Is there a term for that? Don't know. They're at Blossom and Reinecke. really ride bikes. I still ride a mountain bike. Need to upgrade to one of those city mountain bike hybrids a friend was telling me about. So we're still on Blossom, coming up to Dietering. Those are nice trees. It's real quiet over here. I mean, close to downtown, close to Memorial, Highland Parkway. So we are at Dietering Blossom and we're making a right. Now we're heading this direction. Lots of land, which is surprising. I'm surprised people haven't picked these puppies up. I know a lot of people don't have money right now, but still, I mean, there are a lot of people who do. And I mean, anyways, coming down Dietering, and up ahead is actually Dark Gallery, which is owned by Linda Dark. Who is actually a very kind person. I've gone to many openings here, talked to her about, not really about art, more about pursuing a career in art and getting advice from her. She has no problem giving advice, telling me what I'm doing wrong or doing right, and offering suggestions. And yeah, Dark Gallery is located at Dietering and Fagan. And this is where the walk stops. So, if you're better, next time you come this direction, make sure to Google the beer can house. She has some cool artwork too out by some artists who she represents outside her building. But so you're coming this direction, make sure to Google beer can house, because you want to make sure you see that when you're walking out here. Like I said, it's just one street over from where I've been walking the whole time. So instead of doing this 10-12 minute walk that we just did, you can turn it into a 20 minute walk, spend some time at the beer can house. If you don't like pizza, Italian food, like I said, there's a sushi restaurant just, you know, a third of a mile, a quarter of a mile from Dark Gallery. Really good food. They have pretty good happy hour. And that's it. All right, bye.